Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Monty Poole from NBC Sports Bay Area, who lives and breathes the Warriors, but actually pays attention to other stuff too. Monty, we're not going to ask you about James Wiseman today. Do you want to stay on the line?
Go ahead and ask about Big James if you want, but yeah, I'm good.
are you locked into the remainder of the Pistons schedule then?
Oh, you know, I'm kind of watching it from afar because, I mean, I think James is going to be able to score in this league. I thought he could have scored with the Warriors, but, you know, if you look at the Warriors' recent history, that's not what their centers do.
Oh, I didn't want you to answer. I just wanted you to be horrified by the notion of having to talk about him again.
Yeah. Boring, yes. But James makes it exciting because I'm curious.
Yeah, sure he does. Yeah. Absolute thrill ride. The Warriors updated the Stephen Curry condition, said he will miss at least the next 4 games, but then they will reevaluate him in a week. In your head, what does that sound like in terms of actual missed games?
Mid-March.
Okay.
Mid-March. If they get him for the final, you know, 12 games or so, I think they will take and run with it. And if they get him for the final 15, they'll be giddy. But, you know, we knew going in that he wasn't going to come back immediately after the break. And so another week, they'll reevaluate him again. And at that point, you know, we're probably going to get he's progressed now to on-court activities, maybe non-contact, and then another week, and then he'll be back. That's my forecast. So you're looking at another 2 weeks before I think he probably will be cleared to play. If he comes back sooner than that, man, they will jump for joy.
So essentially the start of that road trip that starts in L.A. and ends in Dallas on the 22nd is what you're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, they got 23 games or 24 games to go, and you look at what's left. You know, ideally they want to win for them to get a chance to get to the top 6. And again, it's going to be difficult. But you know, if Steph can be around for 15 to 16 of those games, that should do it. Give him a chance at least. But if he's going to miss, you know, 10 of those games, that puts a hole in it, I think. So we got to see, you know, how he ends up. But I think at this stage, you know, we can always look back and go, you know what, this team without Steph is not very good. But this team with Steph this year has not been special either. So, I mean, you can't expect his return to cure all their ills when most of their ills are on the other side of the basketball on the defensive end.
Andrew Wiggins out tomorrow night, you know, the personal reasons that have been continuing, obviously not here to speculate on anything that's going on. Does it just seem to be a fluid situation, Monty? Is there any type of timeline, or is it just when he's back, he's back?
Yeah, I think it's kind of where when he's back, he's back. You know, when you hear a family situation, then you just kind of let it go. I mean, you don't really try and, you know, start trying to ferret out, well, what's the problem? You know, who's sick or who's this, who's that? I think you get that becomes dangerous. You just wait it out and see when he comes back and hope everything is going well for him and his family. Now, as to when he'll return, there's been no indication. So, but he's missed big time. He is missed. And he was just starting to find his game again. He was really good the last couple of games. So, that's going to put another hole in the Warriors' hopes of kind of gaining some momentum here to start off the second, well, not the second half, but start off the post-All-Star schedule. So it's going to be tough for them to make any progress without Steph, without Wiggins. Talking about, you know, those are the two guys who are their last two All-Stars. So they're not in great shape.
When the Warriors talk about Wiggins and his absence, I know they don't give you any hint about what it's about, and I don't want to know anyway, but do they seem optimistic or pessimistic that he will be back soon, or do they even avoid putting any sense of when they might hope he'd be back?
I think there's, from what I can gather, based on just a feel, the vibe, is that they don't want to go to a point where they're swaying one way or the other. Because it sounds like something that could be around for a minute or two, and they just don't want to assume he'll be back next week or tomorrow, or, you know, he'll be out for a month. Or they don't want to go in any of that situation in terms of sort of projecting how long he'll be out. So the best guess is that, you know, he can come back at some point, and they just don't know when. And they right now, it's what, like the old coaches say, you got to coach what you have. And you got to play with what you have. And right now, he's not there, and he's not going to be there until, guess what? He is there. And whenever that happens, you know, they'll be happy to see him. But, there's no indication as to when that'll be, whether this is going to be a week or 2 days or two more days or two more weeks.
Monty, with the heading into the, like you said, post-All-Star break, basically the end of the season, who have you talked to connected to the Warriors, or what have you heard or seen, and can you speak to the vibe of the Warriors right now, and do they feel optimistic? I know everybody is going to say the right things, but if you read between the lines, how does everybody feel? I mean, we haven't really talked about the fact that the Suns have Kevin Durant and the Mavs got Kyrie. What is the current vibe that you have taken away from the Warriors right now?
Well, the thing about the Warriors this season is that the vibe and the reality have not been the same. And, you know, no matter what gets said, and they often say the right things, but when you watch them on the court, you know, you see it all over the place. There are games you watch them on the court and you think, wow, they look really good. And there's games you watch them on the court and they're like, they look terrible. They look awful. And so the vibe is, yeah, it's optimistic, but that hasn't really mattered. You know, when you have a team that can identify its problems, but here we are 4 months into the season almost, and unable to solve those problems, you have a real issue. And so it's hard to know if they will solve the problem at any point in the next 24 games. We know that if they don't, they will miss the playoffs. If they do, they will either be in a play-in or top six position. But the vibe is, yeah, that we know what we have to do, and we still can do it. But hearing that, in feeling that, is not the same as actually seeing it, because it hasn't happened. Not at one point this season has this team been more than three games over 500. Not once. And so that's not becoming of a defending champion. That's a team that's searching for itself, trying to figure out what they can sort of cobble together to stay afloat and stay in the competitive postseason run. So I think they'll get to the postseason, but it's hard to be optimistic. No matter what people say, it's hard to be optimistic about where they're going to go when they get there, when you've seen no sign, no reason to believe that they're going to make a deep run. I mean, when Draymond went off on the defense after the last game of the season against the Clippers, he was dead on. The defense looks lifeless so many times. And honestly, he's probably too late. You know, if and we don't know if there'll be any response to that. That's a thing, because there have been discussions about what we need to do, what needs to. Here's what we need to do. Here's what we can do. Here's what we're gonna do, and they will do it for a game or two, and then they'll come upon a game where it just doesn't show up. So, I mean, let's face it. This team has been swept by the Pistons. You know, it's swept by the Magic.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's as much as we want to dress it up and say they're defending champions, a proud bunch, championship core, all those things. Nothing that anybody says right now means a whole lot until it happens on the floor. If you talk to Steph, that's what you're going to hear. We can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but it ain't going to mean anything until we do it, and they haven't done it.
Is there a working theory outside the inner circle of the Warriors as to why they haven't figured it out by now? And maybe they have figured it out, but they can't do it. Is there a working theory that's accepted around the league as to why they have turned this season into what it is?
Well, there's a couple. For one, the first one is last season, the championship last season was, how do I put this politely, unexpected. They did not know that they could do that until they got to the postseason. And then you saw who they were playing, and you saw the feeling they felt like they belonged. This was their turf. And you saw it in the postseason. But in the regular season, they weren't sure what they were going to get to. They weren't sure they could win this thing until they got to the postseason and said, okay, we got through Denver. Okay, we got through Memphis. I think we're in good shape now. And they pulled it off. But go back to the beginning of last season, they started great. But that was unexpected. And so I was talking to Bob Myers the other day, and I called it the uh-oh championship because it was the one that they got that people didn't see coming. The first one they got, people kind of saw it coming slowly but surely. The next two that they got, everybody saw it coming, saw those two coming. The last one, you know, people thought maybe they'll compete for a championship, maybe, maybe not. So that kind of, I think that changed the perception of who the Warriors are. And honestly, they're a different team than they were last season, obviously, for the roster purposes, but also the league is different. And the way the Warriors play is not the same. It's different from what most teams do in the NBA now. And it can be successful because they're the Warriors, because they have Steph and Klay. When Steph and Klay are on their games, the way they play on offense can work. And by that, I'm saying that most teams go with four or five shooters. Denver has five shooters on the floor, and Jokic is one of those shooters, and he's also an assist guy. He's also a playmaker. So the Warriors have three on the floor. They have three shooters when Wiggins and Klay and Steph are out there, and you've got Draymond and Loon, who don't really shoot. And Loon shoots no threes. Draymond shoots the occasional three, and neither Draymond nor Loon are considered strong inside finishes. Loon is crafty inside, you know, but they don't have guys who. Their best finisher in the paint is probably DeMichael Green. He's the one guy who can dunk in traffic, you know,
yeah.
And does it, you know, on occasion. So they're playing offensively. I won't say with one hand behind their back, but they're playing a different game on offense. And they need Steph, Klay, Wiggs to be on their games to be able to compete at the highest level. And we just haven't seen that very often this year. And so when you look at that, yeah, you talk about the working theories as to what's not happening. What's not happening is that they're playing an unusual style of basketball in today's NBA where so many teams are playing four and five out, and they're different. And just because you're the Warriors doesn't mean that you're going to get it done that way in today's NBA. And that's why I think, you know, that's one of the things. And the other thing is this. You can get old in the NBA really quickly. And I'm not saying Steph, Klay, Draymond are old. But what I'm saying is that there have been times when you look out there and the guys on the other team, the opponents, are just a little too quick for them. And when you see that, you got to start thinking, okay, is this the beginning of the end? And again, last year's championship kind of tell people, well, the Warriors are still great. They were when they needed to be last year. They haven't when they needed to be this year. And getting to the, I don't think this is a case where you can just say, well, once we get to the postseason, things will be great. We'll figure it out. Nobody wants to play us then. Yeah, that's because you got Steph, Klay, Draymond, and people look at those guys in the postseason and know that they're all animals in the postseason. But is that going to be enough? And I just don't know if that's going to be enough this year with this team.
hey, I've got news, good news for everybody here. There's only 2 hours left of this nonsense because this is your welcome to the 4 o'clock hour. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on Twitch, YouTube, and the free Odyssey app. Damn well better be free. God, who is that idiot?
Monty, I did want to ask because you're leading us somewhere, so I'm just going to see if you're going to take us the whole way. Is this the last dance? I know everybody watched The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, and okay, they won the championship. Look, all stories don't have happy endings, and I think the first piece of this, or the most important piece of this quote-unquote last dance, starts with Draymond Green. Do you think he opts in? What happens there at the end of the season?
Well, I think there's two issues that will determine that, and Draymond is one of them. The other is Bob Myers. And I think if Draymond opts in, that means that they'll give it another run. But I think Draymond, whether he opts in or not, I think how this season plays out will be a huge factor in his decision. Now, with Bob Myers up front in the front office there, he can leave. If he decides to leave, and he just might, that changes everything because the Warriors have built themselves around the triumvirate of Bob Myers, Steph Curry, and Steve Kerr. If any one of those three guys leaves, the whole dynamic changes. Everything changes. And the other two guys, all three of those guys know that if any one of them leaves, it changes everything. And Bob, Bob has a tough job. I mean, Joe Lacob is not easy to work for at times. And so that's it. To me, Bob's future being up in the air as it is now, you would think that after they won the surprise championship last year, that would have been the time to, make amends. Hey, Bob, good job. And give him a bump. Didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So, there's some, I won't say nerves, but there is some concern within the Warriors that this could be the last dance, that this could be it for them, because not all three of those guys are guaranteed to come back next year. And if Bob were to leave, I know Steve will be devastated, and I know Steph will be he will be unhappy. He will not like that.
Yeah.
And so that's why some pressure's on Joe to figure this thing out and decide what he wants to do, because Bob is the guy who he grew up in the Bay Area. He likes being with the Warriors, but he also wants to be feel like he is being treated as well as he should be given what he has done in his job.
Define for us before we let you go what unhappy Stephen Curry is like and what unhappy Stephen Curry would do inside the building.
Yeah. Steph is a guy who I think Joe Lacob knows that he can't trade Steph. Cannot. That won't go down with anybody in the building or out of the building. That would be, Lakers trading Kobe. you don't do that. No matter what happens, that's a move you don't make. But do you want to risk alienating him? He did it once before, and it worked out okay in the end. When they fired Mark Jackson, there was some concern that, Steph was pushing for Mark to keep Mark. And they went without him, and they defied his desires, and it worked out, and Steph rode along with it because he saw it working. So I think Steph will give a chance to work. Anything. But again, I think he likes stability, and he's had it now for a long time. He's had the same two teammates at his side for the better part of a decade now. He's had the same coach for 8 years. And so, I think an unsettled Steph, I don't know what it'll look like, but it wouldn't be the same as a Steph who's totally locked in, totally vibing well with where the franchise is going.
And finally, because I never stop this stuff, what would you think about the Warriors getting in to the play-in, finishing sixth, and facing Sacramento in the first round?
Okay, a Warriors-Kings playoff would be fantastic for NorCal. It would be awesome. Right now, simply put, the Kings are a better team. Now, I think in the postseason, I think that could tilt the other way because, again, the Warriors, you know, their core knows the postseason better than any other core in the league. And that's what they have going. That's their edge. That may or may not be enough, but that is their edge in the, once they get to the postseason. But I think the Kings are on the rise. Their offense is really good. Their defense is not so good. So I don't think they'll make much of a playoff dent. But they have enough offense to scare somebody. And the Warriors right now, you know, I don't know who they're going to scare other than the fact that, you know, they are their history. And we've seen teams that can be really good 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or a long time. And then suddenly they're not the same. You know, the Spurs were really, you know, a championship contender every year for a while. And then suddenly they were just another low seed playoff team. And now they're a tank team, you know. I'm sorry, a rebuilding team. So, with the Warriors, yeah, I think a Warriors Kings postseason would be awesome for NorCal, for both fan bases, because we've never seen it, we've never had it, and it would be a first. And I personally would love to see it.
Well, then your mouth to God's ears, then. Monty Poole from NBC Sports Bay Area, guy who's in the Warriors up to his neck. Monty, thanks for calling, and we'll bother you tomorrow. In fact, you know what? We'll bother you later tonight. We got nothing to do.
I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.